Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a brand new week. Well, unfortunately, the US market slumped again on Friday, falling in the order of 1.7%. We'll get to a bit of detail in a second, but it means that over the week, the S&P 500 fell by 4.6% and has dropped back by around 10% in just a fortnight. And the reasons for the declines are largely the same, that inflation is surging. That's leading to rising aggressive interest rate hikes by central banks around the world. And this is creating concerns of a global economic slowdown or recession in parts of the world, including the US. So on the Dow Jones was down 486 points or 1.6% on Friday. We had the S&P 500 down 1.7, but the tech-heavy NASDAQ did even worse, dropping back by approximately 1.8%. We had the bond market mixed in the United States. The 10-year Treasury yield fell by 2 points to 3.69%, but it doesn't take away from the fact it hit an 11-year high earlier. And also the 2 years, which are much more sensitive to the rate hikes from the Fed, rose by 8 basis points to 4.2%. It hasn't been higher in 15 years. The European market's also taking a hit, with the Stoxx 600 dropping back by around 2.3%, down 4.4% over the week. And they were led lower by Italy, which fell about 3.5%. Of course, this was ahead of an election which wrapped up yesterday, and also losses about 2% in Germany, France, Spain, and the UK. And the UK government also announced a number of tax cuts, which is just fueling concerns of more inflation in a country that already has surging prices already. But if we look at the composition or the movements in different indices on Friday, we had 28 of the 30 stocks that make up the Dow Jones dropping back. The only two winners were Home Depot and Johnson & Johnson. Everything else dropped back. And 437 of the stocks on the S&P 500 also fell. Now, the worst performers, as far as what really dominated the losers list, have really been oil and gas companies and those businesses that service that energy industry. The reason is because oil prices fell almost 6% on Friday on concerns of a drop in demand because of what we're seeing in interest rates at the moment. So APA Corp rose, fell 11%. It was the worst on the S&P 500. And we also had the worst on the Dow Jones being Chevron, the oil and gas giant, which fell by 6.5%. Others also slumped. Companies like Marathon Oil fell 11. Diamond Energy was down 9. Halliburton, which provides services to the energy industry, down about 8%. Plane company Boeing was down 5.5%. And Caterpillar, which sells construction and mining machinery, was down about 3.7%. Now, turning our attention to our market today, we unfortunately seem set for another decline. In fact, SPY futures are pointing to a drop of 82 points or 1.25%. Mind you, we hit a two-month low on Friday. The market fell 2.5% last week, and with just 5 trading days left in September, our market is down about 6%. So this is an interesting point we find ourselves in at the moment for the ASX 200, because if we do fall by that amount today, it would take us just 1.3% above the lows that were hit in June. So there is a chance, if things continue and if the market falls back below those levels, that perhaps could be something that receives a lot of attention, will take us perhaps to the lowest levels in a couple of years as well. There's really not much on the cards today to move the needle, but it's going to be quite a busy week. Things to watch will be updates on inflation in Europe and the US on Friday. We've got $11 billion being paid out in dividends to shareholders here in Australia. Most of that will come really from CBA and Fortescue, but some others like Woolies and Coles will do the same. We've got the fuel tax discount, which has been in place for 6 months. It was introduced by the Morrison government. Well, it's wrapping up at the end of this week, which could provide a push higher to petrol prices potentially. We've also got economic growth numbers around the world in the US, in Canada, and the UK. And later on this week, of course, daylight saving kicks in. So that could be exciting for some, but it also changes trading times for some as well, depending where you live, not only for the Aussie market, but also, of course, for the US and European and Asian markets as well. So just something to be mindful of. The commodity price wise, we had, as I said, oil down most, but gold was down 1.5%, iron ore rather, lifting 0.1% to about $98 per tonne. And the Aussie dollar's at around that 65.5 US cent mark. So it really hasn't been too much lower in a couple of years against the greenback. Have a great week, everyone.